Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey listeners, this is your host, Wim Liu. I wanted to let you know about a mini-series that we're doing here at Yahoo Sports Canada called Kawhi Watch, where me and Alex Wong break down the latest clues in Kawhi Leonard's huge free agency decision. You can find our 10-minute episodes on the Yahoo Sports Canada YouTube channel, aka the same place you find Inside the Green Room episodes, or you can just listen to the audio feed here on the Rapids of Everything podcast feed. So without further ado, here's episode one of Kawhi Watch.
Now he's letting like Serge Snapchat him.
Name me three Clipper fans.
I really want to know if Kawhi Leonard is going to stay. Raptors fans, I know you've been thinking about this question all season, and now that the Raptors are NBA champions,
I can't believe they're champions.
Now that they're NBA champions, we got to focus on our second championship. You know what our second championship is? Securing Kawhi Leonard this summer.
I thought it was going to be Pascal Siakam winning Most Improved Player.
Yeah, no.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Or Jeremy Lin, bringing back Jeremy Lin.
I can't wait, man. Yeah. We got to pay the luxury tax somehow.
He's going to get so mad when he sees this. So, how long have you been thinking about this free agency? Because I know the fan base has been talking about it, thinking about it, scouring Reddit for clues, sending us tips and things like that. Nobody actually sends me tips, but I just want to be,
Yeah.
I just want to have some credibility.
Literally since the morning of July 18th.
Yeah.
2018.
How do you remember the date? That's kind of weird.
Because I was literally camping. I was like, yo, the NBA season is over. Yeah. I'm going to take a break.
Yeah.
And I figured that was a good time for it. And then all of a sudden, I wake up in the morning at like 7 a.m.
Yeah.
I check my phone, and it's the Raptors have traded for Kawhi Leonard. And instantly, I knew we were going to win the title. Instantly.
Yeah. Wow.
It's on record. You also Go back and listen to the podcast.
Yeah, you also said Raps in five, and that didn't pan out in the finals. I'm just saying.
It was very close.
Yeah, close is not good enough, though.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know KD was going to come in and score like 25 points in 5 minutes.
No, that's fine. Yeah. We just, certain people rely on you for expert analysis, so. Yeah. We would just like you to be more correct next time. Yeah.
You said Raptors in five over Philly,
cut,
man.
Cut.
No, I remember like that morning. I said like, look, this is a 1 year rental, but we got to make the most of it. It was almost like one of those like summer flings you have, where it's like the circumstance. Okay, yeah, personally that I have, but like it's one of those circumstances where it's like, you know what, it's perfect for like 2 months. Let's like try to hit it all. Let's try to maximize it, and then we're gonna go our separate ways.
Yeah.
And it's like.
It got serious, though.
No, but those 2 months were amazing.
It got serious in the playoffs.
It got super serious.
It got real serious in the playoffs.
Yeah, and it's like in those moments in the movie where it's like, are you going to leave or are you going to stay?
Yeah.
And,
they won the championship.
They won the championship,
it's kind of my first point of a reason why he would stay. I know a lot of people have been saying that winning a championship actually makes it easier for him to leave, which I think is a little bit ridiculous. I don't know what you think.
Yeah, I mean, for everyone else, every other free agent, it's like, if they can't win the title, then they're going to leave. But with Kawhi, somehow, it's, wow. They won the championship, so he can't leave. It's very, very backwards logic, I think.
I just think it makes no sense to me because he wasn't, like, the guy who had to, like, carry them all the time. Like, whenever you needed him for something, like, he would come through, right?
Yeah.
Like, even in the finals, he might not have played his best game in game six in the clincher. But you still remember, like, plays that he had, right?
Yeah.
Like the two-way play where I think he blocked Clay on one end and then came back down and got a basket.
Yeah.
Like a lot of sequences. But think about every player. If you go up and down the roster, every player came up big during the postseason. Like he can't sit here, make his decision, look at this roster and say, this is not the best roster for me if I want to contend next season.
Oh, for sure. This is the best winning situation. Like, and I think one of the biggest factors in this whole thing is like you look at McKechnie and everything that the medical staff has done for him, right? But like, a big part of load management is you got to actually have players that can win while you're managing that load. And the Raptors were 17-5 this year when Kawhi was managing a load, and even in the playoffs, I mean, that game, game four against Milwaukee after he played like 53 minutes.
Oh, yeah, everyone stepped up.
Everyone picked up Kawhi. And those moments, everyone, I think, is going
to
stick with you.
I always go back to, do you think he would want to go to a third organization in three seasons?
No, it's a lot, especially for a guy that, prioritizes trust as much as he does. You can only you can't really just like initially trust somebody, right? Yeah. You have to like actually build that trust. I think even Kawhi, he won't say it publicly, but like I think when he came to Toronto, he was a little skeptical. He's like, it's a new situation.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure what I'm going to get out of this. And he had to be like overwhelmed over the course of the year to be like, look, I fully trust these guys, you know? And I don't think you can just go into a new situation and trust everybody.
And now he's letting like Serge Snapchat him. Like, that's while, like stuff that you don't let something. Me. You wouldn't let me do that to you. Actually, you do because you trust me now.
Yeah.
It took a while.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's all about building that trust, man. It's there. Remember Nick Nurse said that Kawhi lit up like a Christmas tree the first time that they met?
Yeah. That's still somehow a little bit hard to believe.
Yeah. No, it's become the stuff of legends. Like you dropping $100 at Rosan this weekend and just leaving before the food came.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Had a good time.
Yeah, had a great time. Okay. But what do you think about... Because he stood on the championship podium and he said that I found a head coach that has the same mindset as me.
Yeah,
and I feel like not just Kawhi, the rest of the team really gained a lot of respect for Nick this season.
Yeah,
especially as the playoffs went along. Right,
there's a Nick Nurse shrine in the city.
Yeah,
yeah, and like, it's deserved.
And that's another thing. Like, I know you can go somewhere else, but if you go somewhere else, it's not just building a relationship and getting familiar and having chemistry with the roster.
Yeah,
it's the head coach as well, right?
Look, listen. I think what Nurse did for Kawhi this year was. He said, look, we're going to build the entire system around you, but we're also going to have a team where... It's not the first time Kawhi's had a system built around him, like in San Antonio's that way.
Yeah.
But like the rest of the players around him were able to function even when Kawhi was in or out. And I think that's very important. Again, speaking to the point of load management, right? You need a team that could function with or without him. But, I mean, you look at it this year, right? Like, this is the best year of Kawhi's career, period. Right, and part of that is health, and part of that is Kawhi developing himself into such a great player.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of that is just like, yo, like he's in the right situation where, you know, as a head coach, like he's put Kawhi in a position where he can succeed, right? And we've seen like new things out of Kawhi's game in terms of, you know, he improved throughout the playoffs as a passer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like his 3-point shooting this year has been, especially the off the dribble and the pull up stuff, it's been great. And I think a lot of that just speaks to coaching. I mean, look, any coach would allow Kawhi to score a lot of points, right? But to build this whole system around it where it's not just him scoring, but they're winning a championship with him as the number one guy, that's the first time it's ever happened.
So he's had a year to play with these players, see what Nick Nurse can do.
Yeah.
Isn't this the best situation for him, both from an individual standpoint, in terms of like you're saying, like if you can be the best player, you can continue improving under the system.
Yeah.
You can like, it's almost like a dream. Because you can have your individual stuff.
Yep.
And you can legitimately sit here and say this team can win a championship.
Yeah.
Because they just did.
Yeah.
They just did.
No, I mean...
Yeah, like, no, he should re-sign off the strength of that, honestly.
No, but listen. The players themselves said it at, what, practice after the season ended. It was like, yeah. I mean, you know, we've done everything we can to convince him. And it's really on to him. Let me ask you, though. In terms of Kawhi in the city.
Yeah.
He's made positive comments in terms of... you know, he said he wants to go to Niagara Falls.
Yeah. He mentioned Caravana.
He wants to try the Caravana. Season, yeah. Him and Serge are going to go together.
Yeah.
That's the Instagram stories out of that.
Serge is actually, you know who Serge is? Remember when Chandler Parsons, like, partied with DeAndre Jordan for, like, 6 days?
Don't disrespect
Serge. Serge is in the middle of that right now. Come on. Yo, you know the Serge and, like, Drake party push?
Yeah.
Is going to be, that's, like, the beginning of the recruiting. During the finals, he started to acknowledge Toronto more.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think, you know, if you were to do kind of the devil's advocate, it's that he's doing way more interviews on the podiums. He's going to be asked these questions about Toronto, so he has to talk about it. But at the same time, it does feel like him acknowledging the fans, Jurassic Park, and just what this has meant for the country, even though it's been like pulling teeth to get him to say anything about Toronto. I feel like, again, it goes back to your original point about it kind of being a fling and then getting serious.
Yeah.
Like, he's starting to see what it means to be here. And no one's ever been in his position before as a Raptor in Toronto. No player has ever turned the city into what it is right now. It's a basketball city right now.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I'm sure throughout the wintertime he was going, what do you say, garage door to garage?
Yeah, the door, you know, to door. Yeah.
He was, like, in the path. Like, I've never even been in the path, really. Yeah, I live in Toronto, but, like, I'm sure he was just like, I'm as a Californian, I'm not going to go outside. I'm just going to go.
It's cold in other places, too. I mean, I know not LA, but, like.
Yeah, but all things considered, for a guy who's from California, like, he was actually quite nice about the cold weather there.
Yeah.
Because all he said was, like, yo, just put on a jacket. You know what I mean?
I mean, shout out to our boy Jeremy Lin. He was IG storing and complaining about the cold, like, 2 days after he got here.
And that was Jeremy Lin, you know.
So. We got to do a Jeremy Lin watch, too.
Okay.
We should do that one. The other thing when you talk about the city of Toronto is that Think about the New Balance campaign.
Sure.
That's been built around him during the playoffs. The fun guy shirts.
Yeah.
The billboards at Young Dundas in Oakland. Yeah. He's become, like, everybody always says that he's not very marketable, right? Like, you can't market Kawhi. New Balance and Kawhi, like, kind of landed in a perfect situation.
Who's going to write that New Balance landing Kawhi story? You remember that story with Steph Curry? When it was they called him Stephon Curry or whatever. Nike was like, yeah, we can't sign this guy again.
No, don't worry. It's either me or Nick DePaula, man.
All right. I'm rooting for you.
But if he goes to LA, right?
Yeah.
Like, how many athletes are more popular than him there, like, across the sports? If you're talking just basketball alone, obviously LeBron. I think Anthony Davis, too, just because he's on the Lakers.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a certain cachet with that.
Sure, yeah.
Soccer, baseball.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys there.
Yeah.
And you can't put a billboard up in, like, LA Live. Like, no, I mean, you can, but no one's going to care the same way that you do it here.
No,
right?
No, it's not the same, man.
And they're not buying fun guy shirts over there. You think, I mean, like, the Toronto fan base has driven this New Balance campaign.
Name me three Clipper fans.
Yeah. Yo, don't put me on the spot like that.
No. That's the whole point. Well, no one can name three Clipper fans.
We gotta wait till this show is done. They'll be in your mentions. Don't worry.
First off, Kawhi was the biggest winner of the entire postseason, right? I mean, not just winning finals MVP, but, like, in terms of his marketability, the number of stories. Everyone now knows what Boardman Gets Paid means.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he has become the most, quite honestly, the most memeable player.
Yeah.
From start to finish of the season, he's gotten so much attention.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that doesn't really happen unless you're isolated in a place like this in Toronto where it's like, look, man, we don't care about anyone else.
No.
Literally nobody else. Like,
no,
something
they're
like,
offering them free property and, like, everything.
Yeah.
Every restaurant's putting up those stickers, free food.
Yeah.
Someone said, yo, what's going to happen when Uncle Dennis rolls in 5 minutes before they shut down and orders for 24 people? It's all here for him if he wants it.
Bro, I'm just telling you, like, something like, what, 44% of Canadians tuned in?
Yes. You know
playoffs?
How ridiculous that is?
44% of an entire country, man.
I did a radio interview at, like, CBC a couple weeks ago. And they said after the property rumor. So there was this rumor that he had purchased property in Toronto, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, they sent people. News outlets have been sending people to, like, those, like, city hall departments or whatever to try to find the property papers.
That's not cool.
Which I feel like is kind of intense. That's like some Wire season one, like, Lester Freeman.
No, for real. Like, what's going on there?
There's no need to trace the money like that.
Yeah,
but he was asked during the finals if he had bought property yet. And he said, not yet, right?
Yeah.
Like, he said, not yet.
Yeah.
So that's in the plans. I feel like that's in the plans.
I mean, honestly, there's all sorts of crumbs. But the thing is, there's crumbs now that's like, you know, you've seen this recent thing on Twitter where someone pretended to be Kawhi's cousin on Instagram Live and said he's coming to the Lakers.
Really?
And then it had to go to Kawhi's sister to be like, that's literally not my cousin.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting crazy. People are pretending to be his family.
Kawhi's sister likes some He Stay comments on Instagram, too.
Kawhi's sister
I know
likes
you,
a
I know
lot
you're not
comments.
On Instagram, so you're shut off
that's
from actually
a, it doesn't matter.
News.
That's the thing. I actually see all this stuff now because of Reddit and stuff, so shout out Reddit.
Yo, but just go to Rollsaw, man. 9 people will feed you news and take photos of you. So, before we get out of here, though, we got to do a He Stay confidence check.
Yeah.
So, we have to agree on a number, though, from 0 to 100%.
All right.
We got to come together on this.
Yeah.
So, What's your sense right now out of 100% of if he's staying or not? How confident are you? Yo, how confident are you going to be the new how hungry are you?
I can't wait. Okay, I think just riding off the high of the championship, I'm going to say 75% right now. For me, personally.
Yeah.
What about you? Where are you coming
when
in
I woke up today and thought about this in the shower, I said 60.
60? What?
60. But I'm willing, I'm willing to go up to 70 for you. Just because I feel like we talked about all these things.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, just, I mean,
60%?
I want to keep doing, listen, man.
That's like a Giannis free throw.
Yo. With Drake heckling. No, but listen, like, the Clippers thing has been there. Like, he never wanted to come here, right?
Bro, it's the Clippers.
No, but I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
But I know that was on his mind, like, since last season, right? Like, getting to LA.
Sure.
Which makes me hesitant. Plus, I'm a negative person in general. So 60 is actually like a real person's 80.
Championship mentality.
Let's go. Championship mentality, 70.
We'll agree with 70, but I'm going to say on the record 75.
Okay.
All right.
No, you don't get to have that. It's 70 official.
All right, fine. It's 70, but he's likely saying.
So let us know what you think in the comments, whether you have something that you want to report about Kawhi staying in Toronto that you've overheard. We'll be sure to fact check it. Like, seriously, tell us anything. Will and I will go anywhere.
I don't know.
Yo, we'll go to a daycare All right. Where else are we going? We'll find those property papers.
Sure.
Yo,
sure.
We're going to be the new property brothers, bro.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.